Chapter 8. The End of It. One day, a prince came and called at the dwarves' house. He saw Snowdrop and read what was written in golden letters. Then he offered the dwarves money and asked with all of his heart for them to let him take her away. The dwarves saw that he truly loved Snowdrop. They had pity on him and gave him the coffin. But the moment he lifted it up to carry it home with him, the piece of apple fell out of the girl's mouth. Then Snowdrop woke up.
"Where am I?"
she asked. The prince said,
"You are quite safe with me."
Then he told Snowdrop all that had happened. He said,
"I love you more than all else in this world. Come with me to my father's palace. You shall be my wife."
And Snowdrop agreed and went home with the prince. Not long after that, a great feast was ordered for their wedding. Now, Snowdrop's stepmother, the wicked queen, was asked to the wedding feast along with other guests. As she was dressing herself in fine, rich clothes, she looked in the magic mirror and said,
"Magic mirror, tell me true. Of all the ladies in the land, who is fairest? Tell me who."
And the mirror answered,
"You, O lady, are a beauty well met. Still, the future queen is more beautiful yet."
When she heard this, the queen grew white with anger. However, her curiosity was so great that she could not help going to see the bride. When she got to the wedding feast, the queen saw that the bride was none other than Snowdrop. In her great surprise and anger, the queen's heart burst and she fell down and died. Snowdrop and the prince lived happily and ruled over their land for many, many years. Sometimes they went up into the mountains and visited the dwarves, who had been so kind to Snowdrop in her time of need.